Parsha Shoiftim, Pasuk says, Kapitel Tezayim, Pasuk Chof, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tiradoif, Leman Tichye V'Yerash, Des Haaretz, Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisin Loch, Tzedek, Tzedek, righteousness, righteousness shall you pursue, so that you will live and possess the land that Hashem, your God, gives to you. Why is the Torah use a double lashon of tzedek? The lashon of tirdoif is a lashon of chasing, to be roidif, something to be roidif after something. Generally, the word is used to eliminate something and harm something. You say someone is a roidif, someone is trying to kill someone else. He's a roidif. You're allowed to kill him. He's a roidif. He's coming after you. That's the lashon of roidif is. It says in Bereishis, Kapitel Mem Dalet Pasik Dalet Kum Rodeif Achrei Hanoshim V'Yisaktem Amarato Aleihem Lama Shilamtem Ro Tachas Teva. Get up, chase after the men. When you overtake them, you are to say to them, why do you repay evil for good? Again, the Pasik is telling us that we should treat righteousness as our antagonist. Tzedek, tzedek, righteousness should be tirdoif, should be run after, should be an antagonist, should be something chasing after. What is the pshat in the Torah? What is the Torah teaching us by using this lashon? Rashi says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdoif, one should go after a well-qualified court to have his case adjudicated. The appointing of qualified judges is of sufficient worth to sustain Klal Yisrael and to settle them upon their land. Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, that this pasuk is warning for judges. It's a warning for judges that they should be thorough in the work to ensure a proper judgment. And it's a warning for the Balei Dinim that they should do research and make sure that they're using a proper Bezdin. Both sides. Someone shouldn't just go to a Bezdin that perhaps is corrupt. They have to do a proper research. The Ramban says, we learn from the double lashon that not only must a judge dispense superior justice, but the people must actively pursue it by always using a well-qualified court. Similar to Tosfos. The Ben Ezra says, one must pursue righteousness whether he profits by it or he loses from it. Another explanation, Dr. Ibn Ezra, is that the Torah is teaching us that we must pursue righteousness time after time. It repeats the words to the Mechazik this point, that sometimes it gets difficult. Last week, last month, last year, I pursued righteousness. Maybe it didn't work out so well. As he says in his first pshat, maybe I took a loss because of it. So maybe I won't be so diligent and vigilant to make sure that I pursue righteousness. And that's why he says a double lashon, to make sure that we always do it. Zaktasas Emes. It's in a world of falsehood. That's where we live in. The Oilam Sheker. Truth and righteousness are rare commodities. One can only truly achieve truth and righteousness if one pursues them tirelessly. By searching for truth in this world, one creates his own cheer in the Oilam Emes, the true world of Oilam Haba. Stating the two resolve. One must chase righteousness through righteousness. Tzedek, tzedek, tzidkus, righteousness through righteousness. Meaning that the end does not justify the means. One may have thought that as long as he ultimately achieves that which is righteous, he can act without righteousness in his pursuit. The Torah tells the double lashon of righteousness, that one's actions in pursuit of righteousness must also be righteous. Unfortunately, at certain times people think, Robin Hood. He's stealing from people, but ultimately he's giving to the poor. He's doing righteousness at the end. So he says, listen, the ends justify the means. No, You have to do things the right way. People sometimes are doing a chesed, doing a mitzvah. They say, I don't care who I step on. I don't care who I push out of the way. I'm doing a mitzvah now. I'm doing something good. I'm good to go. Don't worry about me. It doesn't matter how I get there. That's the pasuk is telling us specifically no. When we live our lives, it has to be through righteousness to get to righteousness, not any other way. It says in the Chadre button, that the double Lashon of Tzedek teaches us that we must be righteous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as with our fellow man. It says in the Ach Pri Tvua, perhaps the double Lashon is a remez to one having the Midah of Yira and the Midah of Ahava for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each Tzedek represents one Midah. It says in the Tzavar Shal Haftarah Parashah Shoftim, Anoichi Anoichi Menachemchem, it is I am he who comforts you. The Zohar Kodesh says that for every nation of the world, there is a Sar that represents that nation in Shemayim. When a Sar in Shemayim falls, a corresponding nation in this world will fall. However, Klal Yisrael, our children of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they do not have a Sar in Shemayim to represent them. Their Father in Heaven, the Ribbono Shel Olam, represents them. Just as our Kodesh Baruch Hu will never fall, so too Klal Yisrael will never fall. The Pasuk is telling us that just as I am and will always be, the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to you, Klal Yisrael will always be. It says in the Shemen HaPir Simoin, he quotes a Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, in the schus of Klal Yisrael having feared judgments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform tztaka with Klal Yisrael and rest his Shechina amongst them. It says in the Yalkut and Tehillim, Kol HaNeshama Tehalel Koh, on each and every breath one takes, the neshama of a person wants to leave the individual's body and return to Shemayim. It is only when the neshama sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu resting on the person that the neshama makes a Kal V'chomer. The servant, who's the neshama, can be like his master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stay with the person. The neshama is the servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is resting on the person, then the neshama should also. The pasuk is teaching us that when Klal Yisrael will do tzedek and will ensure having fair judgments, then tzedek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will perform tzedakah with them and rest his shechina amongst them. Leman tichye. This is what will keep Klal Yisrael alive. Klal Yisrael will keep alive because the neshama sees the shechina resting on them, then the neshama will stay within the person's body. Rabbeinu Bachya says that we learn from the double lashon that a person has to be righteous in his actions and with his words. It says in the Day Yisrael, the Gemara in Yuma on that pave of Amun Aleph says, G'dayla tshuva shemagas at kisei hakovid, greatest tshuva for reaches the kisei hakovid. Doing tshuva, performing tshuva, includes crying, worrying, and being sad about one's averus. We know that one can only be in the presence of the Shechina or have nevuah when one is happy, besimcha. If so, how does tshuva bring one to the Kisei HaKavod? Right, we just said that you have to be besimcha to get to the Kisei HaKavod. At the same time, we're saying tshuva, which brings you to the Kisei HaKavod, you have to cry and worry and be sad. It says in the Medrash, in Devarim Rabbah, the Lashon of Tzedek refers to tshuva. This pasuk is teaching us how to perform the proper tshuva by using a double Lashon of Tzedek, tshuva. We must first do tshuva by crying and being sad for his previous averus. Then one must do another tshuva. The second tshuva is when one works on connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while at the same time staying away from averus. This tshuva is performed with great simcha. It is this tshuva which reaches the Kisei HaKavod. So tzedek, tzedek, tshuva, tshuva. We have to do two tshuvas. First, one with crying and worrying and being sad. And then one with simcha. That's the higher level of tshuva. It says in the Keren LaDavid, Kotze Gemara Baba Metzia Naflamid, Yerushalayim was destroyed because Klal Yisrael followed the exact din and did not go lifnim mishuris hadin, above and beyond the actual din. The Moran Sanhedrin of Daf Lamed Bey says, there's a double lashon of tzedek. One teaches us regarding din, and the other teaches us regarding compromise. It says in the Pasuk, V'shaftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Here the Pasuk is speaking to the judges. They have only one tzedek, the judges. They must hear to the laws as they have been handed down from generation to generation. When the Pasuk states a double lashon of tzedek, it is for the people of Klal Yisrael. They must strive to compromise in order to have peace. It says in the Aderes Eliyahu, Pasuk in Vayikra, V'chai bohem ani Hashem, he shall live by them, referring to the mitzvahs, I am Hashem. The nature of mitzvahs is to give life. The Pasuk is teaching us that although the mitzvahs are the actual lifeline of a person, one should only perform the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded him, not because it's his lifeline. This is the thought process one must have while making a bracha. We say, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayis avitzivanu. It should be understood as, this is the way we should, when we're making a bracha, we say, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayis av, kama vitzivanu. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who made us kaddish with his mitzvahs, kama vitzivanu. However, you want to know why I'm going to now perform this mitzvah? Vitzivanu. And he commanded me, that's why I'm performing this mitzvah. We have to perform. Zark the Goyin is a murder. Yisrael the Goyin is telling us. Every time we make a bracha, we have to be thinking this. When we say, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayisav, kama v'tzivanu. Yes, Baruch Shalom gave us mitzvah to kaddish us, and it's our lifeline. But you want to know why I'm going to perform this mitzvah now? For one reason. You, the Baruch Shalom, commanded me. That's the pshat and the double lashon of tzedek, and this lashon, this interesting lashon of tirdoif, of being an aggressor, an antagonist. Every individual has an innate sense of what he considers to be righteous. What one may firmly believe to be righteous is not necessarily righteous to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first tzedek in the Pasuk tells us that we have to be righteous within the parameters of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is righteous. We're giving a different shot in what tzedek is. The first tzedek is you have to be righteous within the parameters of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is righteous. The second tzedek, it's tzedek, really, kama tzedek tirdoif. We have to be right of it. We need to be antagonistic towards it. This refers to our innate judgment of what we consider to be righteous. We have to, must eradicate it from our thoughts. We must perform all mitzvahs for one reason only, vitzivanu, because Hashem commanded us. Tzedek tirdoif. We have to run after it with antagonistic. We have to be antagonistic about it. We have to go after it. We have to be right of it. To do it in the right way. We have to keep away what we consider. We have to be right. Let's understand again. The first tzedek is righteousness within the parameters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is righteous. And the second one is you have to be antagonistic to what we consider to be righteous. You have to be careful. You can sneak in. Yeah, no. I'm being righteous. You can convince yourself. You have to be righteous. You have to be right if that tzidkus that we believe is true, we have to be careful to assess properly and get outside opinions. When we talk to money, we know that money blinds a person, and a dying can't judge for himself in Chayshim Mishpat areas. We have to be careful to always to keep away that evil, what we call, we're going to call it an evil tzidkus. We believe it, we strongly believe it, but it's not really tzedek. And the schus, the action that truly Hashem Shemayim, v'yarashtes aras Hashem Hashem lekechon neisenach, will be zeichet to live and possess the land that Kadosh Baruch Hu, our God, gave us. A little bit later in the parasha, kapitel yud ches, pasuk yud gimel, pasuk says, tomim tia im Hashem lekecha. You shall be wholehearted with Hashem, your God. Rashi explains that even though there are means available to find out the future, one should follow the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in perfect emuna, and perfect faith, without needing to know the future. Many Mefarshim say that being tamim with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, being wholehearted, this lashon of tamim with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is from the highest levels of the Torah. If this is in fact so, why do the Rambam and Sefer HaChinuch not count this as one of the mitzvahs that say in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? You look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, you look in the Chinuch, you will not find the mitzvah, this mitzvah that say, Tamim Tiyah, Mashem Alekecha, what's up shot? The Gur Aryeh says, the Pasuk could have just said, Tamim Tiyah. And we would have known that the Pasuk was telling us that one should be wholehearted with Hashem. Why does the Pasuk say, Im Hashem Aleikecha? The superfluous words teach us an additional understanding in the Pasuk. Zokt Maral, Tomi Metia, you shall be wholehearted with your God. Im Hashem Aleikecha, if you are Tamim with Hashem, then you will be with Hashem your God. He says so again, Tamim Tiyah itself teaches you Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Aleikecha, you should be wholehearted with your God. And Im Hashem Aleikecha, the Pasuk is telling us that if you take do that, if you are Tamim with Hashem, then you will be with Hashem your God. So you have to do yours, and then the Rebbeinu Shalom will take bring you close. The Nachal Kidumim says, he quotes Rebbeinu Ephraim, the Tamim Tiyah is the same gematria as the month of Tishrei, the word Tishrei. One must be certain that when the month of Tishrei arrives, he was misakin himself to be Tamim. So he has to be a Tamim by the time the month of Tishrei comes, which means he has to prepare in the month of Elul, which we are in. It says in the Havas David, Tamim Tiyah. One should dress his neshama with tayag mitzvahs. If one will ask, how is one supposed to accomplish this amazing feat? Im Hashem Aleikecha. If one follows the Rebbeinu Shalom properly, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will help him and be mekayim tayag mitzvahs. In this scenario, the person will become tamim, wholehearted, complete. He will be complete, complete with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nachal Kidumim says, Tamim Tiyah means that one should not even question in his heart the tzivoy of Hashem. One should follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even without understanding his ways. It's not a prerequisite to follow the Rebbeinu Shalom that I have to understand what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, what his commands are. I don't have to understand. I have to know what they are, but I don't have to understand. The Rebbeinu Shalom commanded to do such, that's what I'm doing. Says in the Kedusha Slevi, V'loisakim l'chol matzeva, and you shall not erect a matzeva. The Rashi explains that one may not erect a single stone, a matzeva meaning a single stone, as a mizbeach, to bring kabonis to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Although the Avos HaKadoshim did it, once it was adopted by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah to do it in this manner, it became repulsive in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can do one of two types of actions. Lochem, that which one does for himself, and Lashem, that which one does for Hashem. It says in Pirkei Avos, Im ein kemach, ein teira. Im ein teira, ein kemach. If there is no flour, there is no teira, and if there is no teira, there is no flour. The goof must be properly nourished in order to function properly and to follow the Torah and mitzvahs. Conversely, the acquisition of material success must never become an individual's primary goal. One must always make sure to derive spiritual nourishment from the Torah. V'loisakim l'cha, do not allow for you, l'cha, the l'chem part, aspect of your life, to become permanent. The ruchnius element of your life must always be the primary focus in your life. It says in the Ramban, you shall not turn away from that which they tell you, the Chachamim, right or left. Rashi says the Torah obligates us to listen to Chazal, even if they tell us that left is right. Even if one is certain that the Chachamim are erroneous in their psak, as sure as he can distinguish his right from his left. I know that my right hand is my right hand, my left is my left hand, and they're making a mistake that's as clear as that. He still must follow the word of the Chachamim. The Rebbeinu Shalom who commands us to do all mitzvahs has commanded us to follow the teachings of the Chachamim. Even when we think they are wrong, because he gave us, even when we think they are wrong, he gave us a Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Torah to be interpreted according to the Chachamim's Messiah, according to the teaching of the Chachamim, and we have to follow it whether it makes sense to us or not. It says in the Taisus Imresh Tohiris, he quotes a Gemara in Pesachim, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. How do we know that we should not ask astrologers regarding the future? It says in the Pasuk, Tomim Tiyah, Klal Yisrael not under the mazalos of the world, since we had a bris milah. It says in Bereishis, it says, walk before me and be perfect. The Gemara in Dharma Daf Lamed Aleph says Avram was not called Tamim until after he had a Bris Milah. So Bris Milah caused him to be Tamim. It says in Bereishis, Noach ish tzadik Tamim hayu b'day Yosef. Noach was also a Tamim. The Gemara Avodah Zarah and Avav says, Rashi explains, and Noach, being an honor, a humble person, is why he was called a Tamim. The Gemara in Saita and Afhei says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he and the Balgaiva, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and a Balgaiva, a haughty person, cannot live in one world. If one is an honor, and he can always be together with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So, Tamim Tiyem HaShem Alekecha. How can one be a Tamim Tiyem HaShem Alekecha? How could you be with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? You have to be an Anav. You have to be humble. It says in the Medrash HaGadol, one should not say that Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu were Tamim, and I will rely on their Zchusim. I'm good. I'm a child, a grandchild, a great-great-great-great-great-grandchild of the Avos HaKadoshim. They were Tamim, so I'm good to go. I got their Zchusim going for me. Rather, each and every Yid must strive to be on the level of Tamim Tia Im Hashem Alekecha. It says in the Aruch HaShulchan, Hey Tess, Vav. The Ramban does not list the daily davening in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs does not count tefillah. It seems that tefillah is the daily tefillah. The davening of the Yidavan, we daven three times a day, or the two times a day that's for sure, chiyah, as opposed to Meir, which is a chiyah that's a reshus. A reshus that's a chiyah, however you want to understand that. It seems that tefillah is one of the primary tenets that Yiddishkeit is built on. We know that you daven and you learn. What does it mean? How could it be that tefillah, the daily tefillahs that we... The Rambam talks about tefillah of a makom tara, but the daily tefillahs. How could it be that that's not counted as one of the mitzvahs? Explains the Aruch HaShulchan. The spine, which sustains the entire body of a person, is not counted amongst the Ramach Evarim and the Shishai Gidim. We know that there are 248 limbs and 365 sinews. We understand that. We know that. And it's not counted. The spine is not counted. The Ramach Evarim and the Shishai Gidim are the protim that facilitate all of the needs of the human body. The spine is the klali, the very life source of the human body, and is therefore not counted among its limbs and sinews. So it's not shot that it's not important, it's more important. When we say that we're counting the details, the limbs, the sinews, that's the all the pratim, the details of the main, but what's the main source? It's the actual spine. The Ramach Yevarim, the Shagidim, are mitzvahs pratiyas. They delineate the specific mitzvahs asay and lois asay that every yid must adhere to. However, tefillah is a mitzvah klali, something that encompasses everything else. It is known through Chochmas HaNista that tefillah is something which stands at the pinnacle of the world, zakt Aruch HaShulchan. Tamim Tiyem HaShem Elokecha. Why is it not enumerated in the Tayag Mitzvahs? Perhaps we could say the same Yisoid as Aruch HaShulchan. The goal of Tamim Tiyem is something that every Yid must strive for, is above all of the Mitzvahs, and is therefore not counted as one of them. How does one achieve this status? Through doing the Mitzvahs, Protius and Tayag Mitzvahs, one can elevate himself and raise his level in Ruchnius. Now in Chodesh Elul, as we prepare for the upcoming Yom Nayrom and Tishrei, we must keep this in mind. We all must know what the ideal is and strive and toil in that direction. As we embark on this journey and grow in Ruchnius, we must always remember that none of our success is because of our greatness. Rather, all of our success, both in Gashmius and Ruchnius, comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. One must always be an anav, humble. We need to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we want to grow in Ruchnius, and he will do the rest. We have a mitzvah of tefillah which encompasses all, and the mitzvah of tamim tiyem Hashem alekecha. That is our goal. That is the life source. That is what our tafkid is. Sefer Kehilas Yaakov from Shlomo Kluger, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha. Read a few words about Elul, about what we're supposed to try to accomplish. He says, Nira di teine tamid minig Yisrael lahas l'koidim mashashana mi chodesh elo lahar bois b'tfilis v'sach nunim. There's a minig to say that to mi mar ben tfilin tach nunim in the month of Elul. V'inyin hu, to who al derech mashal, he's going to give him mashal. Ba'av, there's a father, shehoyu b'noi l'merchokim, he had children far away, a child far away. V'hoyu l'hab ben tzaris rabbis, and this child had many tzaris. V'hoyu mevakesh l'sar b'lfnei av kol tzaris shalom, he wanted to tell his father all of his problems. Achoyu av l'merchokim, his father was far away. V'yeshel l'sar b'lfnei upon him, and he couldn't tell him face to face. Ubiksav, and writing a letter, he wouldn't be able to properly and say everything that he would want to say by pair, write in a letter, it wouldn't work. So he did, he had no choice, he wrote letters to be mevakish that his father come to him. That was the bakasha, the letters are, Rabbanu Shalom, come to me. V'acha shebo shom aviv, and after his father came, hitzchel asapel le'kol ha'kariyos oisei. He told his father everything that happened to him, all his tzaris. V'chein achanami ha'nimshel. This is the nimshel. Hine yoy mashe shana nikba b'chol shana l'sapel l'fanit b'al kol tzarcha yodom mashe avalav kol ha'shana. Rosh Hashanah is Kaveya that we tell the Baruch Shalom all of our Tzrachim, Kol Tzorechei Adam, Asher Avalav Kol Hashanah happened the whole year. V'lekach b'yaseinu b'aretz Yisrael, v'yinu smuchin al shulchan avinu, we used to sit on the table, our father's table, when we had a base of Migdash and the Shechina was there. Le'etzerach rak t'china achas. We needed a one-time deal. L'sapoj b'al kol tzorcheinu. Rosh Hashanah, we come, we sit with in the base of Migdash, near the base of Migdash, and we can tell the Rebbeinu Shalom everything. Our father's there. All he needed was Rosh Hashanah. Ach, b'yaseinu b'golos nebuchren, golos goylem m'shulchan avinu, we were exiled from our father's table. Tzichan t'chil b'chodesh el l'shleach l'igrois. U'bakosh reisim meni baruch lomer ezen Rosh Hashanah, we have to send letters to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Please come. Please come to us, Rosh Hashanah, so you can hear what we have to say. Vaznuchal asapalai kol negei lebaveinu, and we can say all with our hearts, what's in our hearts. Ulkach me el nikbar makal vakesh. The days of el were kaveyat, the vakesh, the burning shalom, that we should call this baruch hu, that he should come close to us. Like the letters that the son sends to his father, mevakesh men lova yetzlai, that he should come close to him. V'yem Rosh Hashanah avikein av, Rosh Hashanah is like the father, shekvar boi tzal b'noi, u'misap like kol merois av etzrochav. We have to work on this, on El. Now is the time to bring the Baruch Hashanah close. The Iker on Rosh Hashanah is the mamluch the Baruch Hashanah. But it's all, to say the Baruch Hashanah is the king of the world. But it's also the Yimei Adin. What's going to happen with each and every individual for the year? We have to dive in now. And Elul, and work ourselves to bring the Rebbeinu Shalom closer. We should talk to Bizeicha, and we should see Vachtim Atoiva, and a good Kibben. Sure, it's still early, but we're in Elul already. This has to be on our minds already. Have a good Shabbos.